Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. So before we get started with today's episode, I want to remind y'all super quick that the 2024 Cinch USTRC National Finals of Team Roping is in full swing right now in Fort Worth. We are here at the Will Rogers. We kick things off Sunday, April 20th with the Big Dogs in the Lolly 16.5 shootout, the Thrive Equine CBD 15.5 shootout, and of course, the Open. And if you aren't here in Fort Worth, I want to remind y'all that all of the action is streaming over at ropin.com this week. So if you missed the Open, have no fear. It's available over at ropin.com to watch. Or if you've got family out in one of these later ropins this week, or just want to watch hours of team roping, ropin.com is the site you need to head to this week. So now for the real stuff. A week or two ago, we published an article on the Team Roping Journal, of course, about a young girl that's taken the Women's Rodeo Championship by storm the last four or so years, Sydney Ball. Sydney comes from Virginia originally, but now lives in Texas, and she is the reigning WRWC Challenger World Champion header. But what makes this even cooler is Sydney didn't start roping until she was 17. She's really made her presence known in the women's rodeo world since she first came on the scene, and I think her story is so neat. So, I know, like I said, we published an article about it, but I want to share our direct conversation we had. And speaking of, this year's Women's Rodeo World Championship is right around the corner, happening May 13th through 18th, and this year it's set to pay out more than $750,000. The first 4 days of competition are going to take place at Cowtown Coliseum in Fort Worth, followed by the championship round at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, May 18th through 19th. So be sure you're on the lookout for more information on that event, and we're going to be bringing you full coverage of the WRWC on our socials when the event rolls around. Start off by telling me a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you grew up, how you got into rodeo, that type of stuff.
So I'm originally from Max Meadows, Virginia, which is like southwestern Virginia, and I didn't start roping until I was 17, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and the second we picked up a rope, it was just hardcore roping. Like, we played basketball all up until, I guess, I was 16, and then I quit basketball and just, I guess, well, I might have quit at 17 right when I started roping. And I started roping a little bit, like, took it pretty seriously from the get-go, just was always roping my dummy and trying to get better and stuff. I'm pretty serious about everything I do. I'm kind of the type of person that, like, when you jump in, jump all in or whatever, so I just started doing that and took it pretty serious from there. I didn't really, none of my family really grew up around roping. I think, like, the closest that I had was a second cousin that roped pretty good and college rodeoed and stuff. But other than that, it was just, I had a few friends that did it and we'd all go practice together and stuff. And now I think I'm the only one that really is still doing it, like, hardcore, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody else grew up and started their lives, having families and stuff, getting married, and I'm just roping, you know?
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23.
Okay, gotcha. So, you didn't grow up riding horses or anything?
We always had horses. We didn't ever have good horses. My dad was the type of guy that didn't want to spend over, you know, he was pretty cheap. So, we always had stuff that was not on the safer side.
It happens.
Sally and I were talking about it the other day. I think I got bucked off more than, I mean, it seemed like weekly I was getting bucked off, or our horses weren't wanting, they wouldn't leave the barn, or, you know.
So
we didn't really grow up on nice horses until we started, our dad took, he saw that we were going to take roping serious, and he bought us one good horse each and then sent us on our way.
What did learning how to rope kind of look like? Was it pretty challenging, or do you feel like it came kind of naturally for you?
I feel like it's so hard to say for me because I just naturally worked really hard at it. Like, honestly, I know a lot of people said that, like, my swing and stuff kind of came natural. Like, I want to say that I had a good swing from the start, but it took a while. It definitely, there's been a lot of learning curves, and there still are. I mean, man, this last couple months, I feel like I'm still, like, you know, figuring out all the things. But I don't know. I feel like, honestly, it would be hard for me to say. I feel like if you asked my sister, she'd be like, oh, it came so much for you. But I don't know, honestly. I just worked really hard at it. Like, I didn't take not working out. Like, you know, it was, like, never an option for me to give up on it. I wanted to figure it out, and I wanted to always get the most out of my days roping and stuff. So
what kind of drew you to team roping rather than some of the other events, you know, breakaway or heck, even the timed events, the barrels and stuff like that?
Honestly, the barrel horses scared me. My sister rode ran barrels for a while, and I never liked how fast she would go and turn at the same time. That made me uncomfortable.
That's understandable.
And then breakaway, you know, growing up in Virginia, there wasn't a whole lot of good breakaways to go to around the house. And so getting started and stuff, it just made sense for us to team rope. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of girls that team rope. Like, I could probably count on one or two hands of the girls that would enter the team ropings. But it just seemed like the money was in the team roping at the time. Mm-hmm. And they were closer, and it made more sense for us to team rope. I definitely wish I would have started to break away when I was 17 as well, though.
Understandable, yeah. Now
I'm waiting for team roping to take off, like, for girls, but I don't know.
Yeah. You moved from Virginia, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So ma'am. Where are you at now? Texas?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in Glen Rose, Texas right now.
What prompted that? College or?
College. It's actually a crazy story because it was like we came out to Alvarado. We had went to one of the qualifier series that John Johnson had put on in Tunica, and we ended up getting some points and stuff for the women's rodeo deal, and we're like, you know what, we may just see what comes about it. And so they were having one in Alvarado, and there was like added money or something, and we were going to come out here and look at colleges and stuff. And we actually got in touch with Billy Bray, and was like, I'm going to call around and kind of see what I can find for you guys. Cause she's like, I want to help you. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Like, that meant more to, I honestly, if we had not met Billy, like I wouldn't have met we live with Kevin Stewart now. So she set us up with Kevin Stewart, and
how cool.
I mean, Kevin and them, they're like family. Like, when we graduate here in a few months, it's going to be sad.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to move away from there or stay there a few years, but yeah, she kind of hooked us up round and about. Long story short, she called around, and we met Kevin, and he's like, he had a place, but it wasn't fixed up yet. Actually, a tree had fallen on the place that he wanted us to rent, and he takes us down there, and he's like showing us around, and he's like, and of course it'll be fixed up by the time guys get here. And my sister, she's like, I don't know about it, Sid, because, I mean, it didn't have a roof on it at the time, but I was like, the arena was right in front of it. I'm like, so we can toughen up, and it'll be ready when we move out here.
Yeah.
It was just like the perfect storm, just kind of led us to where we are now. And I mean, our rope, and it's 10-1. We wouldn't have had the success that we've been lucky enough to have without meeting Billy and Kevin and all of them.
That's awesome. What a neat little story. How the world works. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the dynamic with your sister, because you guys rope together a lot, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Are you guys twins?
What was that?
Are you twins, or what's the age difference?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're twins. Gotcha. I should have probably told you that before we started.
Well, I assumed, but then I was like, that's embarrassing if they're not, so I should clarify. embarrassing.
It's funny. It's everyone's like, wait, I'll see someone at a jackpot and we won't be together, and they'll be like, do you heal too? And I'm like, no.
Funny.
But, yeah, it's great. I really, she stuck by me through some hard times, like roping, and just like you don't only rope with them, so
yeah,
you can't. It took us a while to figure out, like, we needed to leave, and even now it's so hard to do, like, we need to leave our personal lives outside of the arena.
That's fair,
like, if she's
yeah.
upset with me that day, she needs to be upset with me outside of the arena, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like we've matured a lot in it in the past, I don't know, 3 or so years probably, since we moved out here and kind of started taking it very, like, more serious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's awesome. It's one of the best feelings ever to win with her. She's like my number one partner, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like pretty special, and she works really hard and helps me, I mean, daily.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I like it. I think there for a while it was hard to, and even sometimes now, like the pressure of just wanting to
yeah.
do good and win with her, it can be hard. It can be harder than, you know, winning mm-hmm. with someone else, because I want to win with her, you know, and I want to win for her. I want her to win. So
yeah, it's a little bit more personal, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. It's interesting always to see siblings that can actually make it work together. So I was very curious.
Yeah, it's there's some days that we decide we're not going to talk. We go out there
yeah.
and it's just business, you know,
mm-hmm.
like some days. And then I can't say that we don't ever fight, because we do. And but at the end of the day, like, we give each other a few minutes and we're good to go. You
yeah.
know, it's like nothing is more important than our relationship. So I feel like you keep that at the basis of it.
I love that. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
What does life look like outside of roping for you? I know you said you're still in school, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Well, this last semester has been crazy, because I ended up having to get another job. So, like, I rope and I work part-time
mm-hmm.
and go to school 4 days a week. So it's been crazy. We just make sure we rope every day, and we'll sometimes take, you know, Sunday off or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but if it doesn't rain, it's every day. And
yeah,
so my life's pretty busy
mm-hmm.
outside of roping, but I'll be glad to get graduated
yeah.
in May.
Where are you going to school?
Tarleton.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And what are you studying?
Animal science. I'm getting a bachelor's in animal science with a minor in business.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about switching gears kind of abruptly, but the WRWC. Mm-hmm. Kind of tell me how you got your start there, if you can remember.
I think it was one of John's. It was the one John's roping in Tunica that we went to,
mm-hmm.
and it was, we were all about the all girls for a while. Like,
yeah.
you know, if we saw an all girl, we're like, you know, that's perfect. We can go rope an all girl and then go rope against the guys later on that day. But so we went to Tunica and we got some points, and we started looking into it, and we're like, dang, this is like, for us as women team ropers
mm-hmm.
that like we have built-in partners and we work at it every day. I mean, just as hard as, you know, the
yeah.
breakaway ropers that are getting to rope for a bunch of money, or the boys that, you know,
mm-hmm.
go rodeo on the weekends. It's just, we were like, this could be for us. And we started nominating and, like, started seeing that, like, that there was, that we could, you know,
mm-hmm.
win a lot of money in it, really.
Because yeah.
it's outrageous, the amount of money that it pays. And it's a good deal. You can just nominate what you're going to. So
mm-hmm.
it's not like you have to. But, yeah, I think it was Tunica, because I think we ended up getting some points. And then we started looking into it, and we were like, that's a good deal. We need to go
yeah.
support that and try that out and see. And it's been nothing but great for
mm-hmm.
Sally and I mean.
How many times have you been to the WRWC?
Twice, because we went the first year in Vegas.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, it was in Vegas first year, and then it was in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and then last year Texas, so three finals.
Three totals. Gotcha. Now, I might have my facts a little wrong, so correct me. You are the 2023 Challenger World Champ, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about that experience and what that meant to you.
Oh, that meant a lot to me. That was, like, our goal. I think the year before we had went in sitting number one, mm-hmm. and I ended up messing up pretty badly for Sal first round. And we were kind of fighting back, fighting our way back, digging our way out of our hole the rest of the weekend. Really? And I was like, I think it was like the day or two after the finals, like we kind of sat around and I'm not gonna lie, we had our tails tucked for a few days, but we got back after it. I'm like, Sal, we're gonna spend this whole year preparing for the finals. Like, if we go in number one or wherever we go in, we're mm-hmm. gonna go catch every steer, and if it falls into place for us to win, and it's, you know, God's plan for us to right. win, we're gonna be ready to win, and if it is His plan, then it will fall into place.
Absolutely.
And we went in there, and Sally did an amazing job healing back there. We drew some tough steers to heal. I mean, I would not want to heal them myself, but she did good healing, and it ended up working out. It meant a lot. That was one of my goals, and I try to set a lot of goals for myself, and it felt mm-hmm. good to get that one checked off. Like, we put our back numbers the year that we went in, and I kind of messed it up for us, and we didn't win the world.
Mm-hmm.
We put our back numbers in, like, right behind our mirror, yeah. so we saw it every morning when we woke up, and that was a big, you know, every day I knew I wanted to do whatever I could that day to set myself up to be in that same position and not let what I let happen the year before. So it was kind of like, it was one of my goals, and then it was another one of my goals to come back and do better than mm-hmm. what I did the year before. So it was super special. I will say we didn't really celebrate that win as much as, like, looking back on it, I'm like, mm-hmm. we maybe should have, but we're not really the type of people that are like, you win something and like, you're good for,
yeah,
for a while. You know, I think we took a vacation to the beach, and then, well, we roped before we left for the beach, uh-huh. and then we went to the beach for 4 days, and then every day after that, we got back to roping, so it was just like, we got back after it right after we won the world or whatever, but it was super neat, and all my family came in, so that was fun. And
how cool, yeah.
So it was just a good deal.
Yeah. What type of events do you guys normally nominate, or where do you guys go, I guess, to get your points?
We've definitely learned over the years, like, what is better to nominate. We try to go to most of the qualifier series, like, mm-hmm. in Texas, just around here. We'll travel around Texas and stuff. And then the BFI is always good to nominate.
For sure.
But, yeah, we just try to nominate, like, most of the all girls. And then sometimes they'll do, like, little Wednesday night deals in Glen Rose out by cool. the house. And we'll nominate those, like, if we end up going. I don't think we've made it to any this year, but, like, last year I remember we'd go out there and nominate those mm-hmm. and try to get points. But we just try to be smart about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think the first year we were still figuring it out and stuff. And that's what if anybody asked me about nominating, I'm like, if you want to be in, like, top five leaderboard, you qualifier series and hope for the best. And because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you got rounds and average and all that, too. And that, right. that absolutely helps. But.
Yeah. Gotcha. What are you looking forward to most this year?
I'm looking forward to competing. I think I crave the competition. Like, I think we're just working hard during the week, and working hard
yeah.
makes me want to go out there and see what happens, you mm-hmm. know, see what happens. That's always fun. I'm a competitive person.
Yeah.
I've always been very competitive.
It's helpful in this sport, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the championship round being in AT&T Stadium, is that kind of a motivator too? What's that kind of look like?
Yeah, that's a huge goal. At least once in my lifetime, I want to be able to say that yeah. I roped there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a huge, huge goal, but we're just going to take it round by round and see what happens. I think go catch every steer and just see where we fall. And if it works out, that's great. And if not, we'll get back to practice on the next day and figure it out for the next year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's super cool deal. I'm glad that they're doing that again. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.